people in San Francisco will not be idle over this. And not take our death in vain, you know. Yes. Is it too late for Russia? His life's too late for Russia. They killed. They started to kill. That's why it makes it too late for Russia. Otherwise, I'd said, Russia, you bet your life. But it's too late. I can't control these people. They're out there. They're gone with the guns. And it's too late. And once we kill anybody, at least that's the way I've always, I'm going to split my lot with you. If one of my people do something, it's me. And I say, I don't have to take the blame for this. But I don't live that way. They said, deliver up Ujjar, who tried to get the man back here. Ujjar, whose wife, mother has been lying on him and lying on him and trying to break up his family, and they've all agreed to kill us by any means necessary. You think I'm going to deliver them, Ujjar? Not on your life. No. No, you're not going. You're not going. I'm not going. I can't live that way. I cannot live that way. I've lived this for all, and I'll die for all. And you've always been a very good agitator. I like agitation because you got to see two sides of one issue, two sides of the question. But what those people are going to get done, what they get through, will make our life worse than hell. Will make the Russians not accept us. When they get through lying, they told so many lies between there and that truck that we are done in as far as any other alternative. Check with Russia to see if they'll take us in immediately, otherwise we die. I don't know what else you say to these people. But to me, death is not a simple thing. It's living in treacherous. I have never seen anything like this before in my life. I've never seen people take the law and do their own hands and provoke us and try to purposely agitate murder of children. There's no use, Christine, it's not worth living like this. It's worth living like this.
I think that there were too few who left for 1,200 people to give them their lives for those people that left.
You know how many left?
20 odd.
That's a small 20 odd.
Too late. I've been running too long. Not going to change now.
The next time you get to go to Russia, the next time around. This is what I'm talking about, the now is in the dispensation of judgment. This is a revolutionary suicide council. I'm not talking about self-destruction. I'm talking about what we have no other road. I will take your call, we will put it to the Russians, and I can tell you the answer now because I'm a prophet. Call the Russians and tell them to see if they'll take it.
I said I'm afraid to die.
I don't think you are.
But I look at all the babies and I think they deserve to live.
I do. You know, they did, but also they deserve nothing more. They deserve peace.
We all came here for peace.
And have we had it?
No.
I tried to give it to you. I laid down my life practically. I practically died every day to give you peace. And you still not had any peace. You look better than I've seen you in a long while, but it's still not the kind of peace that I wanted to give you. Persons of food continue to say that you're winning when you lose it. Somebody, can they talk? Can they not talk to San Francisco? See, the stone does not get by with this infamy. This infamy. He has done the thing he wanted to do. Did you see, I lived to fight no more forever?
Yes, I saw
it. Did you not have some sense of pride and victory in that man? He would not subject himself to the will and whim of people who tell that they're going to come in whenever they please and push into our house. Come when they please, take who they want to, talk to who they want to. This is not living. That's not living to me. That's not freedom. That's not the kind of freedom I sought.
But I think where they made their mistake is when they stopped the rest. If they had gone on, they would have made it. But they stopped to rest.
It's over, sister. We made that day. We made a beautiful day. And let's make it a beautiful day.
We win when we go down. Tim Stone has nobody else to hate. Then he'll destroy himself. I'm speaking here not as the administrator, I'm speaking as a prophet today. I wouldn't step in this seat and talk so serious if I didn't know what I was talking about. Is there any way to call back? The immense amount of damage is going to be done. But I cannot separate myself from the pain of my people. You can't either, Christine, if you stop to think about it. You can't separate yourself. We've walked too long together.
I know that, but I still think as an individual, I have a right to
do, and I'm listening.
I think we all have a right to our own destiny as individuals.
Right.
And I think I have a right to choose mine, and everybody else has a right to choose theirs.
Mm-hmm. I'm not criticizing. I'm not criticizing. What's that? That's what 20 people said today when they're alive.
I think I still have a right to my own opinion.
I'm not taking it from you.
Christine, you're only standing here because he is here in the first place. So I don't know what you're talking about, having an individual life. Your life has been extended to the day that you're standing there because of him.
You'll regret it this very day if you don't die. You'll regret it if you do, though you don't die. You'll regret it.
So many people.
I saved them, but I made my example. I made my expression. I made my manifestation, and the world was ready, not ready for me. Paul said, as a man born out of due season. I've been born out of due season just like all we are, and the best testimony we can make is to leave this goddamn world. Now, everybody, hold it. We didn't come. Hold it. Much longer maintain. Lay down your burdens. I'm going to lay down my burdens down by the riverside. So we lay them down here in the side of Guyana. What's the difference? No man didn't take our life right now. He had taken it. But when they start parachuting out of the air, they'll shoot some of our innocent babies. I don't want to see this, Christy. But they got to shoot me to get food to some of these people. I'm not letting her take your job. Can you let them take your job?
If you tell us we have to give our lives now, we're ready. I'm ready to see all the rest of the brothers with me.
2 months I've tried to keep this thing from happening, but I now see it's the will of sovereign being that this happened to us, that we lay down our lives in protest against what's being done. That we lay down our lives to protest in what's being done. The criminality of people, the cruelty of people, who walked out of here today? You know those things walked out? Mostly white people. Mostly white people walked. I'm so grateful for the ones that didn't, those who knew who they are. But there's no point. There's no point to this. We are born before our time. They won't accept us. And I don't think we should sit here and take any more time for our children to be endangered, unless they come after our children and we give them our children, then our children will suffer forever. Your life is precious to me. It's as precious as John's. And I do with weight and justice and judgment. I've waited against all evidence.
All over.
What a legacy. But the Red Brigade's the only ones that ever made any sense anyway. They invaded our privacy. They came into our home. They followed us 6,000 miles away. The Red Brigade showed them justice. The congressman's dead. Please get us some medication. It's simple. There's no convulsions with it. It's just simple. Just please get it. Before it's too late, the GDF will be here. I tell you, get moving. Don't be afraid to die. You'll see if these people land out here, they'll torture some of our children here. They'll torture our people. They'll torture our seniors. We cannot have this. Are you going to separate yourself from whoever shot the congressman? I don't know who shot him. How many are dead? Oh, God Almighty, God Almighty. It's too late. The congressman's dead, the congressman's dead, many of our traitors are dead, they're all laying out, they're dead. I didn't, but my people did. My people did. They're my people. And they've been provoked too much. They've been provoked too much. What's happened here has been too, this has been an act of provocation. You got to move. Are you going to get the medication here? You got to move.
Wait a minute. You have to move, and the people that are standing there in the aisle go stay in the waiting room yard. So everybody get behind the table and back this way, okay? There's nothing to worry about. Everybody keep calm and try and keep your children calm. And the older children will help love the little children and reassure them. But I'm crying from pain. It's just a little bitter tasting, but they're not crying out of any pain.
Before I came here, so let me tell you about it. It might make a lot of you feel a little more comfortable. Sit down and be quiet, please. One of the things I used to do, I used to be a therapist. And the kind of therapy that I did had to do with reincarnation and past life situations. And every time anybody had the experience of going into a past life, I was fortunate enough through Father to be able to let them experience it all the way through their death, so to speak. And everybody was so happy when they made that step to the other side.
When you step to the door, can do but step that way. It's the only way to step. The choice is not ours now. It's out of our hands.
Would you have a body that's been crippled? Suddenly, you have the kind of body that you want.
A little rest.
It feels good. It never felt so good, family. I tell you. You've never felt so good is how that feels.
Thank you.
hope that those attorneys will stay where they belong and don't come up here. What is it? What is it? It's hard. Only at first. Only at first is it hard. It's hard only at first. Living, you're looking at death. It's only looks. Living is much, much more difficult. Raising up every morning and not knowing what's going to be the night's bringing. It's much more difficult. It's much more difficult.
I just want to say something to everyone that I see that is standing around and crying. This is nothing to cry about. This is something we could all rejoice about. We could be happy about this. They always told us that we could cry when you're coming into this world. But when we're living and we're living at peaceful, I think we could be happy about this. I was just thinking about Jim Jones. He just has suffered and suffered and suffered.
Please, for God's sake, let's get on with it. We've lived as no other people have lived and loved. We've had as much of this world as you're going to get. Let's just be done with it. Let's be done with the agony of it. To have to watch you every day die slowly, and from the time you're a child to the time you get gray, you're dying. Dishonest, and I'm sure that they'll pay for it. They'll pay for it. This is a revolutionary suicide. This is not a self-destructive suicide. So they'll pay for this. They brought this upon us, and they'll pay for that. I leave that destiny to them. Wants to go with a child has a right to go with a child. I think it's humane. I want to see you go, though. They can take me and do with me whatever they want to do. I want to see you go. I don't want to see you go through this hell no more. No more, no more, no more. We're trying. If everybody will relax. The best thing you do to relax, and you'll have no problem. You'll have no problem with the thing if you just relax. It's not to be feared. It is not to be feared. It's a friend. It's a friend. And you're sitting there. Show your love for one another. Let's get calm. Let's get calm. God, we had nothing we could do. We can't separate ourselves from our own people. Years laying in some old rotten nursing home. They took us and put us in chains, and that's nothing. There's no comparison to that, to this. They robbed us of our land, and they've taken us and driven us, and we tried to find ourselves. We tried to find a new beginning, but it's too late. You can't separate yourself from your brother and your sister. No way I'm going to do it. I refuse. I don't know who fired the shot. I don't know who killed the congressman. But as far as I'm concerned, I killed him. You understand what I'm saying? I killed him. He had no business coming. I told him not to come. I was to respect, die with a degree of dignity. Lay down your life with dignity. Don't lay down with tears and agony. It's nothing to death. It's like Max said, it's just stepping over into another plane. Don't be this way. Stop this hysterics. This is not the way for people who are socialists and communists to die. No way for us to die. We must die with some dignity. We must die with some dignity. Soon we'll have no choice. Now we have some choice. You think they're going to allow this to be done and allow us to get by with this? Must be insane. Children, it's just something to put to the rest. Oh, God. Mother, 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 please. Mother, please, 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 don't don't do this. Don't do this. Put down your life with your child, but don't do this. Keep your emotions down. Children, it will not hurt if you be quiet. If you be quiet. It's never been done before, you say. It's been done by every tribe in history. Every tribe facing annihilation. All the Indians of the Amazon are doing it right now. They refuse to bring any babies into the world. They kill every child that comes into the world because they don't want to live in this kind of a world. Be patient, be patient. Death is... I tell you, I don't care how many screams you hear, I don't care how many anguished cries, death is a million times preferable to 10 more days of this life. If you knew what was ahead of you, if you knew what was ahead of you, you'd be glad that he's stepping over tonight. Death is common to people. And the Eskimos, they take death in their stride. Let's be dignified. Let's be dignified. If you quit telling them they're dying, if you adults will stop some of this nonsense, adults, I call on you to stop this nonsense. I call on you to quit exciting your children when all they're doing is going to quiet rest. I call on you to stop this now, if you have any respect at all. Are we black, proud, and socialist, or what are we? Now stop this nonsense. Don't carry this on anymore. You're exciting your children. No sorrow that it's over. I'm glad it's over. Hurry, my children, hurry. All I say, does not fall into the hands of the enemy. Hurry, my children. Hurry. The seniors out here that I'm concerned about, hurry. I don't want to leave my seniors to this mess. Quickly. No more pain, Al. No more pain, I said, Al. No more pain. Jim Cobb is laying on the airfield bed at this moment. Remember, the Oliver woman said she'd come over and kill me if her son wouldn't stop her. These are people, the peddlers of hate. All we're doing is laying down our life. We're not letting them take our life. We're laying down our life. In their lives. We just want peace.
All I'd like to say is that my so-called parents are filled with so much hate.
Stop it.
And treachery. I think you people out here should think about how your relatives was and be glad about that the children are being laid to rest. And all I'd like to say is I thank Dad for making me strong to stand with it all and make me ready for it.
Isn't it? All they do is taking a drink to take to go to sleep. That's what death is, sleep. Whatever, I'm tired of it all.
Loving thing we could have ever done, most loving thing all of us could have done, and it's been a pleasure walking with all of you in this revolutionary struggle. No other way I was ever going to give my life for socialism, communism. I thank God very, very much.